If you've been told to pull your socks up recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh. Next up, we have a new mini segment that I've added. I'm chatting today with Derek Rennie on what we're going to call realistic reflections. Derek is author of Light, Love, Laws, and Lies. Also, he is a medical doctor and holistic health practitioner and Voices for Freedom local coordinator in the Hibiscus Coast. Welcome back, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Natalie. Lovely to see you again.
Well, you've got so much on the go with your amazing Substack and all the research you do. Today, if you can, I'd love for you to share with us what I'm going to call your top two. What are two things that are on your mind?
Two things I'm looking into my last two Substacks. And one story I really liked was because we had parents, both Sally's parents died with dementia. And one was looked after at home and the other one was in a home. And I came across a story, Michaela Peterson put it out just last week, where she's come across people that have looked at changing their diets. They're in the state, so they're looking, and it must be like a privately funded retirement home type situation, and people with dementia actually reducing the dementia enough to actually get out of the retirement spot and back home.
And what is the secret? What is the key?
It's basically keeping carbs way low. You know, I don't know if you know, but I was vegetarian for 35. I'm just turning 70 next year. So over half my life, I was vegetarian, vegan. And in my 50s, I had some inflammatory processes going on in my body. And it started me looking at whether I had it all right about diet, because I thought I had. And then I transitioned to a ketogenic diet, started eating meat. And I did that for about 10 or more years. And then the last coming up to 5 years, I've been pretty much mostly carnivore. So I've been researching the whole low carb scene very well. And that's part of the book I wrote. And so I follow up on things like that and just keep up to date with what's happening in the world around that. You know, there was, I don't know if you know her, but Dr. Georgia Ede, she's a psychiatrist. She talked about reversing depression, even schizophrenia with a low carb diet. And this is the first time I've heard of people getting out of rest homes.
That does provide a lot of thought and a lot of hope for people, because most people know the impact of diet on health and well-being and gut health specifically, which affects your mental health and well-being and brain function as well. If my listeners missed it, I did two interviews with Sandy Leo, where we talk about the elderly and elderly care homes. And now Derek has just added this new layer thinking about diet. Any other comments on that before we move to topic number two?
No, it's just something that people, if they look into it, they have to really look into and do it properly, because there is Dr. Eric Westman. He's been doing this in Duke University Clinical Hospital for the last 25 years, I think, at least 20. And he talks about prescription strength low carbohydrate diet. And that needs to be below 20 grams of total carbohydrates per day. And some people, if say a postmenopausal woman who has struggled with weight issues all her life, they may need to be under 10 grams. So a lot of people go low carb without going low enough, so they never actually get their body into ketone production.
Well, that is a very good point, because that's right. You could think, oh, I'm cutting down. That's what I've been doing. I'm trying to do my low toast diet, my low bread diet. Goodness, it's hard when you're used. I'm such a carb person. It's tricky. But I know we've also had Karen Creighton on as a guest, and she talks a lot about that as well. So people can catch those replays as well. We would love to hear from anyone out there who has insight around that. And I love this good news story about people getting away from assisted living as a result of shifting their diet with proper measurements and proper guidance.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What else would you like to share with us today?
Well, the second story, there's been a couple of movies released lately. I imagine most people have heard of Asim Malhotra's first Do No Farm, PHARM, and all about the influence of the drug industry in our medical schools. and our ad, like New Zealand and the US are the only two countries in the world that actually allow ads for pharmaceuticals on TV. So that must tell us something. And so just the whole idea of, you know, just getting together with people, because those movies cost money. They're not free online at the moment. But just to get together a group of people and share a dinner, do a potluck or something, and have people around to share and talk about it afterwards. And so that was one movie I thought would be worthwhile. We're planning on doing either that one or this next one I'm going to talk about at our next monthly VFF meeting. So we'll be doing that in November. And the other one is a guy who used to work as he was a postgrad underneath Al Gore or something like that. He had some connection to Al Gore, and he wanted to interview him, and Al Gore didn't want to be interviewed because this guy, I forget his name at the moment, but he was coming across a different idea on the climate to Al Gore. And because Al Gore wouldn't speak to him, he decided to talk to an AI version of Al Gore. And I'll find the name of that thing for you. You could put it in the link, maybe. Shall I send you the link for that?
Yeah, that sounds interesting. So let me, if my memory serves me, was Al Gore's movie, was it called An Inconvenient Truth?
That's it, yeah.
So ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. And that was taken off of, it went through the school system in the UK, and they took it off because there were so many errors on it. But we never heard about that here. And even he talks, I don't know if you remember seeing it, but at one point he goes in and he gets on like a little one of those elevators that takes people up, like in telegraph poles. And he's on the screen showing him, he's following this graph up on this little escalator type thing, just showing how high it's going and CO2 and temperature and saying how they were linked. But what he didn't show is they were linked, because the way they'd done it, the graphs looked like they were following each other, but what they were such a small time frame that you couldn't see that in historical terms, CO2 does go up, but it goes up, the temperature goes up before the CO2 comes up. Because it's all about the out, I don't know if you know, it's all about the outgassing of CO2 when the oceans warm up. When the oceans are cold, they store CO2. And when the oceans warm up, like we've been coming out, we've had a few warm periods we've been through, the Roman, the Minoan, well, the Minoan, Roman, and the medieval warm periods. And then we've just come out, after that was a little ice age, and then we're popping up into what's called the modern warm period. And we're actually still in an ice age. I don't know if you, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But an ice age is qualified or defined as when we have ice on the poles. And we definitely have ice on the poles, as much as Al Gore would have loved it to have gone a few years ago, and it's still hanging in there. And so we are still technically in an ice age, and we're in what's called a Holocene interglacial. So it's a period of time which it's slightly warmer. So we're currently in some of the coldest temperatures the world has seen for the last 50 million years. And so there's no worry about warming a little bit.
So you've got this movie that's just come out, which is basically an interview with the AI version of Al Gore. Okay, we're going to share the link. Yeah. And what Derek's suggesting, and I think it's a great idea, is movie night. Get together with other people, like-minded or ideally not entirely like-minded, and watch something and then have a discussion and a cup of tea afterwards. I think it's a great idea. We would love to hear from you listeners if there's a certain movie that you think we should mention, which is a movie night potential. Definitely let us know, 2057 on the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Thank you, Derek. Anything else before we go?
No, that's cool. But the one about Al Gore, it looks definitely funny. It's like the AI version of Al Gore definitely puts him deep in the doo-doo.
Deep in the doo-doo. All right, people, check it out. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Derek Rennie with Realistic Reflections.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.